gonna be alright.
Z-Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Yuchen.
And Asho.
With your 11 a.m. Z-Lines. In local news, Commonwealth Bank has officially been declared the first official partner of the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, signing on as the founding partner and official bank. Major names in Australia sport, Ian Thorpe and Jess Fox, as well as other leading athletes, appeared at the launch, speaking on the significance of having other Australian games and the positive impact of long-term investment in sport. Common Bank's long-term partnership is set to support athletes, businesses, and local communities in the lead-up to, during, and beyond 2032, with the games expected to deliver up to $17.6 billion in national economic benefit and support more than 120,000 jobs.
In national news, a man dubbed the Brisket Bandit was caught on camera stealing premium beef cuts in broad daylight from a Perth butcher. Rump Shakers in Southern River experienced a bizarre theft this week where an unidentified man was seen tucking into a box of shapes and then proceeding to jump the butcher's counter and pinch two large briskets, both weighing about a combination of 15 kilos and worth $100 or so. The business has reached out to the local community in efforts to identify the man, but a suspect is yet to be named. CCTV footage has been handed over to local police, who will continue the search.
In national news, a colony of South Australia's last remaining bandicoot species has been bouncing back and connecting with other populations. An endangered southern brown bandicoot was first spotted in Brown Hill Creek Recreation Park about 6 years ago. The construction of a grazing enclosure led by the Friends of Brown Hill Creek protects the bandicoot and allows native plants to grow without being grazed by kangaroos and feral deer. Adelaide University undertook surveys using cameras and microchipping and found it to be a breeding colony of about 6,500 animals. Quote, definitely over time the native is getting stronger and denser, and the bandicoots do use that as a big refuge. So they will go into the area and go into one of the bandicoot bungalows, so it's kind of an extra safe space for them, unquote, said School of Biological Sciences Senior Research Fellow Jasmine Parker.
In international news, Pope Leo has spoken to the African nation of Cameroon, praising peace movements and stating the world is being ravaged by hateful tyrants, yet it is held together by a multitude of supportive brothers and sisters. This is the first papal trip in Cameroon since 2009, where the Pope visited the St. Therese orphanage, meeting the children and caregivers there. He is also set to attend a peace meeting in Bamenda, where a three-day pause in fighting has been upheld in honour of his arrival. Bamenda has seen violence leading to deaths of 6.6 thousand people, with the data coming from the International Crisis Group.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The wind gusts are up to 17 kilometers, and the UV index is 5, which is at the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
4ZZZ is hard to label. It's radio. It's music.